Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We've been talking about how 5 years ago today, the World Health Organization declared it a global pandemic, COVID-19. And, you know, there's a lot of memories we all have from COVID. And this day, 5 years ago, and wondering, what do you, when you think of that, when it's the 5 year anniversary of COVID, what comes to mind first? Like, what do you remember about dealing with the pandemic? 716-265-0985. I think we've all got our different memories of having to deal with COVID, how it changed our life, what we all had to do to adjust our everyday coming and going. Do you remember it being like, your whole family was home. Everybody had to hunker down. It even felt weird, you know, to go outside the house and even be around people. Mm-hmm. And what I still remember are the dots, the like those circles you had to stand on when you were at a store and had to wait your turn. And if you went even a little bit too close, how people would get so uncomfortable. It would be so upsetting. 716-265-0985. Hi, Kiss. The Revitalize You Weight Loss Hotline is open. What do you remember most about COVID?
This is a really weird thing, but I remember most the Andrew Cuomo briefings every morning.
Yep. Would you watch?
Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Like there was a show every morning.
Right. He had the charts too, with the little mountains, and we need to climb the mountain and get to the mountaintop, and now we're on the other side of the mountain.
Yeah.
And that became a real thing. That's interesting.
Flatten the curve. Remember that?
Flatten the curve. 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Yeah.
I remember him calling the around Christmas time, he called COVID the COVID Grinch.
Yeah.
I still remember that to this day.
Exactly. Thanks for calling. 716-265-0985. What do you remember most about COVID on the 5 year anniversary?
Yeah, we're on the other side of the mountain.
Yeah, I miss not being able to go to school.
Mm-hmm. All right. 716-265-0985. What do you remember most about COVID?
I was having a baby 2 weeks after the pandemic the world shut down. So that was like the only thing I can always remember of COVID is the anxiety of if I was going to give birth by myself or with people next to me. It was scary.
And so how did you have to do it?
I was only allowed with myself and her father. That was it. We were at the hospital. It was just us two and one nurse. And when we had her, we were actually stuck in the hospital for like 3 or 4 days because the floor got COVID and they didn't let us leave.
Oh, wow. Oh, that had to be scary.
Oh, yeah. I was actually on Channel 2 News when they found out I gave birth during COVID. It was kind of cool.
Did your family drive to the hospital and you hold the baby up at the window?
No. When we got home, I felt like a petting zoo. They all came to our front porch and I opened the door and the screen door was closed. I was like, here she is.
Yeah, here she is. Wow. That's an intense memory. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you remember most about COVID on the 5 year anniversary of it being declared a global pandemic?
Okay, so I lived in Vegas at that point, and I just moved here. So I remember I worked on Fremont Street, and it was like a dead zone, like a silent dead zone. It was so scary and spooky. I was the only one down there, and looking like side to side, it was like an apocalypse was about to happen. It was so scary.
Yeah, the how everything shut down was a really weird feeling, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was spooky, very spooky.
Mm-hmm. When did you move to Buffalo?
So I just moved here a year ago for my fiance. I got engaged, so I moved here.
Nice. How did you guys meet?
So we met actually when we were younger. Our families are friends from when we were born, And we had our first kiss when we were 5, and he was 3. And then we rekindled our... We stopped having contact with each other, but our families never got, like, stayed out of contact. And then all of a sudden, 2 years ago, we found each other again because they own a pizza place called Pizza Amore. And we rekindled our relationship when I came out here, and now I decided to pack up my car and move here.
Oh, I love that. Well, welcome, welcome, and congratulations on the upcoming marriage. Glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, I was just calling about the COVID anniversary.
Yeah, what do you remember most when you talk about COVID? What sticks in your mind?
Honestly, like, I work across the border in Canada, so I just remember that Sunday night before everything shut down, my manager called me and he said, don't come into work because we don't want you to get stuck over on this side. We don't know what's going on. The border might shut down. He's like, so just stay put. Like, don't come in. I'll give you further instructions during the week. But yeah, like, I just remember that, like, Sunday night phone call.
And so did you stay over in Canada for, I can't remember how long it was shut between borders.
Oh gosh, it was months. So we're duals, and all of our family is on the Canadian side. So it was probably 6 months before we even got to see our parents. We had to quarantine for 2 weeks each time we went over there. I had my baby, my first, and they didn't get to see her, come down to see her until months later. So it has really emotional memories for me.
Oh, I can only imagine. I mean, just the way, you know, not being able to cross the border, even dual citizenship, they wouldn't let you do it.
Right, exactly. And honestly, like, we would walk over by, like, Niagara Falls, and we would look across the border, and it felt like there was this glass wall there just, like, stopping us from, you know, even crossing. For some, you know, for us, especially in a border town where we're so used to being able to cross so easily, it just felt like we were bouncing back from this glass wall.
So if you're dual citizenship, do you fights with yourself about the tariffs between the U.S. and Canada?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. It's a constant because we like it's just a normal part of our life of just crossing over, buying whatever's cheaper on either side.
Yep.
And so it's just it's a constant thought right now.
Right. Exactly. It's
we're
crazy.
Just against ourselves on each side. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. I'm glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5. It's the 5th year anniversary of the global pandemic when the World Health Organization declared COVID a global pandemic. What do you remember most?
Oh, gosh. My baby was only a couple months old at the time, and my husband was working at the local hospital. And he couldn't even come home for days, and he would send us pictures of the makeshift beds lined up in the garage, ready just to take on these bodies and these people that they have no idea what to even do with. It was bizarre, and he couldn't even come home, and when he did, we had to, like, hose him down in the garage because we didn't know what he was bringing home. It was it was crazy.
A lot of healthcare workers went through that, stripped down in the garage to come inside. Yeah, yeah. It's amazing what we remember. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you remember from COVID?
I remember the birthday parades.
Just
being able to celebrate with everybody, but just being able to just drive by and beeping the horn and decorating cars and with the balloons and everything just to make it the, you know, a happier place for everybody who was celebrating at the time.
You know, if there's a will, there's a way to make it nice for someone. I remember those birthday parades too. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. What do you remember most about COVID? All right. Thanks for calling. 716-265-0985. The Revitalize You Weight Loss hotline is open. It's the 5-year anniversary of COVID. What do you remember most? Hi, Kiss.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. What do you remember most?
I remember having to use the House Party app to connect with all your friends because no one was ever allowed to come over to your house.
Oh, yeah. And just doing a big call together.
Yeah, and then everyone would just, like, have drinks and play card games, but through
House Party. Yeah, that's so funny. I remember that now, too. Wow, that's a good one. Hi, Kiss. What do you remember most about living through COVID?
I remember I lived near the airport, and I remember the whole parking lot was empty. I had never seen that before.
Yeah.
And do you remember when we would, like, wash our groceries?
Oh, everybody did.
I remember wiping down boxes of cereal and stuff that, you know, you'd go to the grocery store and that was an adventure. And then bring it home and wipe it down before you put it in the cupboards and stuff like that in the fridge.
Yeah, our groceries have never been cleaner. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi, talking about the pandemic.
Yeah, what do you remember most on the five-year anniversary?
I don't know if anybody said it yet, but birthday parades. Those were the best. It was something that, like, you'd see all the cars line up, and you were like, I know what's going to happen. And you were so excited just to see these cars go by and beat their horns and wave the little signs.
Yeah. I mean, we found a way to celebrate when somebody had some special life event. Those were nice, weren't they?
They really were. We should bring them back.
I agree. I agree with that. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you remember most about COVID?
What I remember most is I got it within 5 minutes of it hitting Erie County.
Oh, man. So you were one of the first cases.
Oh, yeah. And my son only had a driver's permit, but he still had a job. And so I didn't want him driving alone and getting caught and losing a license opportunity. So I would sleep in the back of the car for his entire shift. And he would come running out.
Oh, my gosh.
Warm up the car. And I was under a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
And obviously I survived. I work in geriatric. I'm a geriatric nurse. So I got it real fast. And I have to say, what I'm remembering today is it's not here right now.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Yeah. Thank you for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you remember most about COVID?
So I will never forget that I was a Amazon delivery driver during that time.
Wow.
And it was so wild to literally be working every day and, like, nobody was on the streets, like, nobody was out and about, and everything was closed, so, it was pretty difficult to be a driver at the time. But I do remember, like, Easter, specifically, and, like, just walking up to people's houses, and people were like, you're our Easter bunny this year.
Aww. Like,
I was everybody's Easter bunny. I was everybody's just, like, savior, honestly, at that point, like Rosie the Riveter out there. So
yeah, for many,
I remember, and I will never forget.
Yeah, a lifeline to so many. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5.
I remember teaching my son how to drive during COVID, and it was the best time to learn to drive because the roads were empty, and he was like, just it was a way to get out during every day, just a way to get out of the house.
And did he pass on the first try?
He did.
Oh, good for you. Good teacher. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss. What do you remember most about COVID?
Well, what I mostly remember is, like, not being able to be, like, around a lot of people and having to wear so many masks.
Were you in school at the time?
It was so hard to breathe.
Yeah, it was hard to breathe. Were you going to school at that time?
No, I'm actually homeschooled.
Okay. And so do you remember standing on those dots in the stores when you were checking out? Like you had to stand in your little circle?
Sort of.
Yeah. That was one of the ones I remember. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss.
Hi, Janet.
Hi. What do you remember most about COVID on this five-year anniversary?
Did you ever have, like, those parking lot parties where you would meet up with your friends in a parking lot? And, like, you know, either have, like, food and just sit your chairs very far away from each other and just talk to each other.
Yep.
Those were my favorite.
Oh, my gosh.
Just meet your friends, but keeping that social distancing rule at bay.
Yeah. You know what? I did that with my girlfriends. And then we were like, okay, we don't want to show anyone the pictures because we don't want to get yelled at, you know, like being around people. But you just miss the human. Oh, wow.
Yes, and he sat there for probably a good 10 minutes, probably wondering what the heck we were doing.
Yeah, yep. Or what you were eating, because it probably looked good. Hi, Kiss 98.5, good morning.
I have a COVID memory.
Yeah.
My daughter was going to college in Oswego. I was watching the broadcast. I knew something was going on, but I guess I wasn't computing it properly, and she called me at work and said, I got kicked out of college. And I'm like, what did you do?
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
That was that. And then we had to make emergency run to Oswego.
Yeah. And then how long was she home for?
That was it. She never went back. She's doing just fine. She's a paralegal now. She's doing fine.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All good.
Did they do a graduation for them or was it just Zoom?
No. Everything was Zoom after that. She lost interest and went in a different direction. So.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, there you go.
That's life changing.
Yeah, definitely. Hi, Kiss. What do you remember most about COVID?
Hi. So I remember going out for St. Patrick's Day. We went out for a drink at Morpat in Lanesville. Mm. And I remember a bouncer went out front and a big poster on their front door went out that said, as of midnight, we're going down to 75% capacity. And we had never seen it before. And I remember it just feeling so wild that we had no idea what was going on.
Oh, yeah. Remember how restaurants had to do that, like go down to capacity? And then we were eating outside, just kind of like desperate to get out of the house. Like it didn't matter what the temperature was, but we're going outside. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so wild. And I also remember we went to the Irishman for dinner and there was live music.
Oh, I think I just lost you.
Caroline, and he's saying, don't touch you. And everyone was slapping and making so light of it.
Oh, yeah. Don't touch me. Don't touch you.
Oh, no touching me.
Sweet.
No touching you.
Yeah.
Touching
Hi, down. Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hi.
What do you remember most about COVID on this five-year anniversary?
Oh, listen, I've been listening for a minute, and I forgot to mention, no toilet paper.
All right.
Well, no toilet paper in sight.
That started
on any of the shelves.
The shortage started before COVID, if you remember.
Uh-huh.
The shortage started like a couple months before and then carried on through COVID. So, Jan, you can't go to the store. And when you do get to the store, they don't have the one thing that you really, really need.
Uh-huh.
And that was, I remember the timing of it because the TP shortage started a little bit before
Never
COVID
a problem
kicked
in. My house.
No, yeah, you hoarded. So.
Yeah, you did.
Exactly.
So thanks for calling.
Good.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling about the COVID memories.
What do you remember most?
So my son, I'm here, obviously here in New York. My son was stationed in San Diego, and his wife was pregnant with my first granddaughter.
Oh.
He was deployed to Kuwait, so he wasn't even home. So she was stuck. I'm going to cry. She was stuck home. Mm-hmm. And my first grandbaby, and I couldn't go meet her. But my son came home from Kuwait a week before she was born. And then, unfortunately, he ended up 100% disabled from the military. And he came home when she was 8 months old, so I got to meet her. Mm. She was 8 months old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the hardest thing, is being away from your...
Wow.
You know, couldn't travel.
You couldn't travel, and here's this granddaughter you're dying to meet. I am telling you, in my feeds of social media, I can't tell you how many of those, and thank you for your son's service. I can't tell you how many of those videos of a service member coming home and surprising somebody. Like, I will watch those.
I cry every time.
Me too. It's just the most beautiful, the reaction, especially when the little kids realize, well, the moms too. I mean, it gets, and the dads, when the dads who look stoic and then they start to cry. Just thinking about it. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What do you remember most about COVID?
My daughter was doing a foreign exchange in college, so she was in Italy at the time.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So her semester abroad only ended up being for 6 weeks, and we had to figure out how are we going to get her home from Italy.
Yeah.
So at that point, they had, you know, the Cuomo plane that was going to go out and get all the college students, but we just changed her flight that was going to Toronto, and I just remember when my husband went to pick her up, I was so grateful when they got over the border, and then we had to quarantine for 2 weeks. So I feel so bad. She only has 6 weeks in Italy, but we're going back in 2 months, so she's going to show us everything about what she did in Italy. So
oh,
we're
wow.
For that.
Yeah, the two-week quarantine thing was so weird for everybody, too, wasn't it?
It was crazy, and at that time, my mom was living alone, and so I went to live with her for 2 weeks, and they quarantined in the house. So, of course, you know, it was my husband's birthday during that time, so we had to drop off, you know, a birthday cake, and they made a little chain of how many days they had left to quarantine. So,
oh, wow. But Italy as a country had COVID really bad, didn't they? And wasn't it hard to get out of Italy if you were there?
Very, very. So she left the day before Italy was on lockdown.
Oh, wow.
And she said that when she was running to get to a plane, she said you didn't want to appear out of breath or cough because you get, you know, a nasty stare. And at that point, people weren't wearing masks either. So she said she just tried to put her scarf over her mouth. And, yeah, she said the plane ride was a pretty tense, it was a tense time. So
yeah, just such back, a... Thank goodness. You know, just such a stressful time, just trying to get all your loved ones somewhere that they could kind of hunker down. Hi, Kiss. What do you remember most about COVID?
Hi, we were in Disney.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Did
Florida count COVID? I mean, they were kind of one of the states that were like, just keep doing your thing.
It was different in Florida, but COVID was there, too. They just had the rules were different than New York State.
Yeah, everyone was having, like, you couldn't even tell it was whatever. Everything was happy and whatever. And people were calling us saying, you guys better get toilet paper and food. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? They're snapping me pictures of the shelves. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And we were flying. And I'm like, I do not want to get on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
I told my husband, let's rent a car and drive. But we ended up flying. And we came home. And they had shot Disney down that Monday.
Oh, wow. So you got just ahead of it. You were able to get out of there. Was it a good trip?
It was a great trip.
Awesome. Well, that's a memory. Hi, Kiss. What do you remember most about COVID on this 5-year anniversary?
I was on a cruise.
Wow. Where?
Well, it went to it left from Port Canaveral. It went to Puerto Rico, and there were some days at sea, and I can't remember. And the day we came back, that was when the world was declared a global pandemic. It was March 15th of that year.
Wow. And so, go ahead.
And everything, as that week went on, everything was shutting down. You know Insomnia Cookies on Sweet Home Road? I was there because I found out it existed the day that we left for the cruise. So I came back and they were closed. There was a sign that says closed because of COVID. And then I called them and they weren't accepting cash for payment. They were only accepting credit cards, and I didn't have a credit card at that time. And I said I would try back in a month, but a month turned into 2+ years.
Yeah. And you were dying for one of those cookies,
buddy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thank you for calling. 716-265-0985. What do you remember most about COVID?
I called them.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. What do you remember most about COVID?
Funnily enough, that's how me and my now fiancé are together because of COVID.
Why? How?
Yeah. So we were together for maybe 3 months at this time, and COVID hit. He's a mechanic, so he was still working. I'm a dental assistant. My office was still open, and my parents, who I was living with at the time, have diabetes and COPD, and I'm like, you guys probably don't want me coming home, do you? Because we weren't sure what was going on. It was very unknown at the time.
Right.
And I was trying to find places to go. I asked my friends, can I stay with you? Oh, we're working from home. You're leaving the house. I'm like, oh, God, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy I just started dating for 3 months, he goes, well, this will only be for 2 weeks, right? You can take my room. I'll sleep on the couch.
Aww.
It'll be fun.
What a hero.
Went, sure. Sure. Whatever. And 5 years later, we're engaged with a baby. It's just really funny.
Wow.
Huh. Looks like he left the couch for a minute there.
Probably. or not. But it had to be so weird to just shift your life and be living with somebody that was not somebody you knew very well.
Casual.
The whole idea of it.
Yeah, yeah, that was definitely a test for sure. But ironically, that's how we found out that we actually got along very well.
Yeah. Amazing.
Like, we didn't know what was going to happen, and that was the thing I kept thinking about is, I don't want my dad to get sick. I don't want my dad to get sick, so I had to take the plunge, and it seemed to have worked out 5 years
later. It sure did. I love that story. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Joe.
Joe, what do you remember about COVID?
Oh, gosh. Being told by politicians to inject myself with bleach. Just kidding. Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, my daughter, she was born on my son's birthday because they were controlling the amount of people that could be in an OR. My wife's OB said, well, daughter, this is the only day that I can perform your surgery, and it turned out to be my son's birthday.
Oh, my gosh. So now they share a birthday. That's a cool story.
Yes.
Yeah, there were some crazy things that came from COVID. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
This is Mike from Tarawanda.
Yes, Mike. What do you remember most about COVID on the five-year anniversary?
Well, I'm a veteran of the New York State Army National Guard. And
thank you for your service.
Thank you. It was a big mission. Our guys really had a hard time responding.
Mm-hmm.
They did a difficult job, but did it well. I remember the Bison's baseball field, of course, closed for that year, and I just thought, as a vet, you know, all I wanted to do was get that hot dog and sit there in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone every game since that reopened. But finally, I just wanted you guys to, and I know what a supporter you are of medical staff, especially those at Kaleida.
Yep.
My wife, she did a really hard job. And I wanted to come on the radio and thank her, you know, because she was working with the living and the dead,
mm-hmm.
and it was pretty tough. So to all those nurses, doctors, medical staff, lab technicians, big shout out to them. That was a huge for all of us.
So, yeah, they had to find
my memories.
Yeah, and that was well said, Mike. And I appreciate you calling in. Yeah, the sacrifice before we knew what we know today, the sacrifice that every person that was an essential worker, as they called them, made for all of us, you know.
Oh, God, yeah. Janet, she came home just a mess every day. The strength that woman has, I can't even explain.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Well, better days ahead for all of us. I mean, at least we're through it. But that was, yeah. I mean, you talk about if you could imagine ever living through something like that and the memories of it. I mean, we've all got the things that stick in our mind, the big and small. But that's amazing.
Do you remember games? So the Jays came to play their games in Buffalo. And Mike, you might remember this, but there were no fans in the stands. So people would find any building or place you could watch. From like the M&T building or whatever.
Yeah.
Going back and forth to my armory. I'm at the Connecticut Street Armory, the big castle, right?
Yeah.
Driving past every day. I just remember in my head thinking, man, if we get through this, if I live through this, I'm telling you, I'm taking me and my sons and we're getting that hot dog and we're sitting in the sun every day. We can't fail you every day. You never know what's next.
Yeah,
so
I will tell you, from COVID, you learn to appreciate things that maybe you didn't even think about before, and then you get restricted. I'm sure you were very compliant, as we all were, Mike. You appreciate those things that maybe you didn't even think of up till then. So, nice perspective. I'm glad you shared that.
You didn't have to go to the prisons?
No, I've just retired. I retired about 2 years ago. And I wanted to thank you while I'm on the air with you. I wanted to thank you too, because if you don't remember me, I was the guy who called in for Heroes March for Hunger. You helped raise a lot of awareness for the 105th Military Police when we did the Heroes March for Hunger. So thank you, 90.5, Janet, Nick, you guys rock.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate you calling. I really do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.